Oh, you don't get that anymore. You don't get just dumb, funny movie anymore.
You know what's funny, though, is remember how you didn't have the high school party movie for so long, and then they came out with American Pie, and that became
a hit.
They need to do
super
that.
Bad.
Throw it back to the old school 80s type movie, you know? I mean, especially now with Stranger Things being such a big hit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we all want to relate to those that period of time that we all wish we could do over or change some
Not
things.
To tip the hat, but Segura and I are going to write a movie for each other to be in, write a buddy movie.
Right.
And so we're texting back and forth about what it should be about.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, what would it be about?
I don't know. My first text was gay. And he was like, no. We can't figure out. He's like, because we do have a good chemistry and we do make each other laugh pretty honestly.
You know what's a great thing, like a great premise? Whenever I see stuff and I go, oh, that's so good. And they did a movie about it and it came out and I go, what a great premise. But the movie wasn't that great. Christmas party. Everybody goes to a Christmas party. Like something like that where everybody knows and the stuff that happens and all the things you can do. It's like those certain little things.
They mess them up. You got to do it by yourself. Yeah. I'll tell you right now. This is hot off the presses. I'm workshopping it with you.
Okay.
So I've had an offer to do a sitcom for probably 3 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never been in... Every script we've written, I've always passed on. And it's fine. The sitcom I really, really, really want to do... And I had a dream about it, and then I came up with the idea after the dream. In the very beginning, I'm pitching it to you right now. So everyone listening, I'm pitching.
All right.
In the very beginning of the sitcom, it's me and my daughter's about to jump in our new pool. It's very reality based. Well, I'm vlogging it, and I'm videotaping them about to jump in the pool. And then I flip the camera around to videotape me, and behind me, I see my daughter, one of my daughters, holding a sign saying "Tell Mom not to go." And I'm like, "Whoa, hold on, Isla." And then I go, wait, Isla, how did you do that? She's like, do what? And I go, how did you get behind me? She's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, Isla. She's like, Dad, I don't know. I go, you guys are messing with me. So that night I go back and I look at the footage. And sure enough, there is Isla holding a sign saying, tell Mom not to go. And then Leanne comes in. I go, Leanne, take a look at this. And she's like, oh my God, like, you're messing with me. And I go, no. She's like, I got to go. I go, you're not going. Whatever you're doing, you're not going. I saw that sign. And she's like, Bert, I'm going. And we get into a big fight. And she ends up not going out that night. And I end up going to the bar next to our house called Pat's. And that night, I'm having drinks. And I'm telling a story. And one of the girls that I'm telling it to, everyone separates. And she goes, I'm going to tell you something crazy. I said, what? She goes, Dad, I'm Isla.
Ah.
And I go, what? She's like, I'm Isla. And tonight, we just saved Mom's life. And I was like, what are you talking about? She's like,
future.
And the bartender comes over and she goes, Dad, I'm Georgia. We did it. And I go, shut up. Mm-hmm. And they're like, Mom was going to die in a car accident tonight. And we just saved her life. And I'm like, holy crap. And they're like, I was like, wait, this is amazing. You guys can time travel? And they're like, yeah, we can time travel. I was like, but doesn't this change everything? They're like, what are you talking about? I go, well, I mean, like the space-time continuum, the butterfly effect. Right. And they're like, I don't know what that is.
Oh. So they learn that time travel, but they can't understand simple butterfly effect?
I go, wait, how did you guys time travel? And they're like, we don't know. We just showed up here. We're like, might as well save Mom's life. And I go, wait. I go, so you don't know anything? I go, you guys just messed up all of future. And they're like, what are you talking about, Dad? And so it's a TV show about my two moron daughters who time travel back just to save my wife's life and ruin
everything.
And then we have to time travel throughout the series and try to fix
my God.
And they get dumber and dumber, one of the lines Leanne said, because I was telling Leanne it, and and I go, you guys are so stupid. And then Isla goes, but we don't have to be.
We'll
just go make our...
In addition to saving the problems, you have to make them smarter too. To teach them things.
And like the first,
you have to be the father that you were, that you weren't.
That night, I get drunk with my daughters, and they haven't seen me, and we party. And I wake up the next morning, and they're hanging out with themselves as kids in the living room. I go, you're not supposed to meet yourself. And they're like, wait, why not? And I go, you're not supposed to. Like,
oh my
they don't
God.
Know any of the rules of time travel. They just because their mom died, and I had to raise them, and I did a horrible job,
right?
And so they end up living in
so
my
they're
house.
Dumb
they're just
and,
dumb.
Oh my God!
It's not a bad idea, right?
That's a great
That's
idea.
Just two moron. Hey, no one take that, by the way.
I thought you were trying to make it serious.
No.
I was like, I don't know.
Just make them so stupid.
So stupid.
And how much fun would that be for? Because like there aren't roles like that for chicks.
But also, every time travel show has been awesome. So now you have to
love
time travel. Time traveling, and then you know you're going to be like, oh, you guys ever see the Beatles, and you take them back to go see the Beatles. Like, yeah. I don't know, you do dumb stuff, or you want to go? Do you want to? You just want to go to Woodstock?
Leanne goes, it sounds like they're treating this time machine as like a cruise ship. They're going on vacation. And I go, yeah,
they're dumb.
They're just morons. Yeah, they get the time travel, and I have to try to fix it as their father, but I'm as dumb as them because I made them dumb.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, I that's the only show I want to do right now. That, and since we're pitching ideas, I might as well tell you my other idea that I'm trying to get moving forward. I've sold it twice, and it's just sat in limbo.
Okay.
I want to be stranded on an island for 30 days and only sustain on corporate integrations.
Like what?
So, like, the first day, a big crate shows up, and it's Lazy Boys. It's 100 Lazy Boys. Okay. Okay. I make my whole fort out of Lazy Boys.
Can you get better sponsors that may help you to live on the island?
Nope.
So how do we pick the sponsors?
Next day, Xerox.
Xerox just shows up, and I've got to take the machine apart and try to, like, build all my stuff.
That's pretty funny.
One day, it's Dan and yogurt. And I'm like, oh, looks like I'll be eating yogurt.
Quickly, before it rots.
I want to do that so bad.
That's funny.
And then just have everything on the island. Like, the last day, it looks like the showroom of The Price is Right. And everyone, and what's that? What were you going to say?
Do you have a name for it yet?
Stranded and Branded.
Oh, I was going to say Corporate Castaway.
I like that.
But then you can just refer to him as a corporate castaway. And the best is today, you're like, you started off and you do your famous, I'm Bert Kreischer, and I'm stranded on this island for 30 days. Today's show brought to you by, and the crate falls and crashes, and you go open it up and you're like, Lazy Boy.
Yeah. I want the first episode to be Mercedes-Benz and have them drop off a Mercedes-Benz just on in the sand.
What if it lands wonderfully and you just get in it and sleep? Just, what a boring show.
No, just sitting in it until the battery dies.
Yeah.
and then I just have a Mercedes and I'm taking apart like that King of War when they take the plane apart.
Yeah.
Oh, you're sitting by the fire in a beautiful leather chair.
Those are my two TV shows I want to do.
Dude, both those are funny.
Yeah, the scripted one is, I think it would just be so much fun to do because I'd love time travel. And I'd love the idea of like, basically it's Dumb and Dumber, but they're girls.
Right,
so it's like everyone sees a guy as being dumb. I'd love to see two dumb girls.
That'd be great. If you get the right girl.
So you guys are scientists?
And I'm just saying, like, I know a really dumb girl.
I totally forgot. Right on the tip of my tongue.
Mm-hmm. Tip a lot of people's tongues. That'd be great. And if it's like, just say wish list, why you got that girl from Kimmy Schmidt, the one from The Office.
Oh, she's so great.
Yeah.
Great.
Who's that?
Oh, what is that? I don't know her name. You wouldn't know her name. But
is the one that stars in Kimmy Schmidt?
Yeah.
Oh, she is dumb in that one.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like, she's so...
It's like Mike and Dave Need Wedding Dates. The girls in there.
Oh my God, those two are hilarious. Yeah. I saw that movie because I like Adam, and I saw that movie, and those girls stole that movie.
Or the girls from what's that one show? The Broad City.
Broad City. Two broke girls.
My buddy Tony produces that.
Broad City?
Yeah.
That show's funny.
Yeah, he does everything you like. Anything you like, he's done.
Oh, good for him.
He's Tampa. He went to school at Robinson.
Has he done ice cream?
Yeah, he did ice cream.
I pitched a show to Tom Cotter to be in it.
I called Welcome Back.
No.
welcome back.
Right. We've missed you. No. Long story short, he used to be like one of those midday TV guys that thought he was going to be the next Regis.
Yeah.
And he ends up getting fired. But after he lets his wife adopt an Asian child, and then she used to be on CNN, and she gets actually hired back to CNN, and she's got to take the job because they have no money, and he's stuck with this Asian adopted kid that he didn't want in the first place.
Yeah.
And turned out the kid's like a genius, and he starts using them to bet and do things like that. It's kind of like a Breaking Bad comedy.
Yeah.
You know, the kid gets them into deep heat, you know what I mean? I don't know. I just thought it would be funny. He constantly calls the kid Wang. He's like, hey, real racist.
Wang.
Yeah, he's like, and the show's called Me and Wang.
I like it. I'm in.
No,
I like to. I want to recast Cotter.
Well, the reason I was trying to find
power.
I was trying to find Richards? Somebody
and change the kid from Asian. No.
I was trying to find somebody that had that all American look. You ever see those midday TV show guys that you have to go to those shows?
Tom Cotter,
or the weatherman, and they just think they're going to be, and he gets the meeting at his office, and he thinks they're going to tell him you're going to New York, and they tell him you're fired.
Yeah.
What do you mean I'm fired? I just adopted an Asian kid. And then the wife gets home, and she's like, he's like, I got bad news. She's like, I got good news. CNN called. They need me to be the new midday lady, and everything just switches for him, and he's stuck with the kid.
Oh, talking of midday poor people, I watched Anchorman 2 with Isla,
mm-hmm.
and And I might have seen my kids laugh, but I'd never seen them laugh like this when they go, today we're going to try crack cocaine. Isla goes, wait, what's crack cocaine? And I said, it's cocaine. It's a drug. It makes you high. And they're like, they're going to do it on TV? And was howling laugh. That was a great premise. That's a great movie.
Yes.
All the Anchorman. Semi-Pro is a great movie.
Those are only the Anchorman 1. Was great. Anchorman 2 is, we can squeeze one more movie out of it.
Anchorman 2 had a lot of funny parts in it.
Yes, yeah, but it was just dumb. No, I mean, there's...
Have you ever seen the movie MacGruber?
Hilarious.
He has not seen it, and he won't, like, watch it. That's one of the funniest movies. It's the dumbest, funniest movie ever. Oh,
it's that... I'll tell you...
Will Forte could just sit there, and I'll laugh at him. Like, he doesn't even have to do anything.
I'll tell you one of the funnier movies I've seen that really caught me off guard. Don't Stop Stoppin'.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That was surprisingly funny.
Yeah, that Malibu's Most Wanted. Hilarious. Yeah.
Malibu's Most Wanted, it didn't appeal to me whatsoever. And then one day I caught it on TV. It was on. And I watched 5 minutes of it, and I giggled, and I watched five more, and I laughed, and I was like, is this movie actually funny?
Yeah.
I don't know why you think you're going to hate it automatically.
Be and rad.
When he goes, when I say Mally, you say boo. Mally, boo. I love those. I like movies. I wish I could make a movie.
Why won't the Travel Channel do your island thing? Do they hate you now?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
They don't hate me. I think they just wish that I wasn't. I would think they wish I had never been there, maybe.
Because they want you to be the face of the Travel Channel, but they don't want you to be Bert.
They do not want Bert.
No,
definitely. And I think
I'm glad you're successful enough to not fold to that.
Well, I wasn't when they fired me, but yeah. I, at the time I was like, "What am I going to do?" And then literally everything got viral. The thing that drives them probably nuts the most is the most viewed video they've ever had online ever is me.
Yeah.
And I'm sure they're just like, ugh.
And so what are they afraid or are they mad?
I think they want to be different than me. They don't like my brand. When I did Birth of Conqueror season 3, the last one, it was very off brand for them. And I think they were bummed that it wasn't more Christian kid friendly. And by the way, I love all the people I ever worked with at Travel Channel. I have nothing but good things to say about. But even Courtney Cox, the current president, or Courtney White. And she's a great lady. I'm really cool. I had a cool lunch with her. She was like, what do you want to do? And I said, I don't want to ride roller coasters. And she was like, what do you want to do? And I said, I want to do something original. And I want to say I pitched Stranded and Branded to them, but it's just not their... They don't want... Like, dude, I had a dream last night that I was with my dad and we were bungee jumping. And I was like, oh, wait, I don't work for Travel Channel. I don't ever have to do this again.
Yeah.
And I was like, thank God.
I don't know how much Travel Channel could offer me that I would turn down, but I would never, ever. I'm so scared of roller coasters and rides and stuff. They could have been like, I'll pay you $5 million a season, and I'd be like, I can't do it.
Dude, I remember saying, someone was like, how much to jump off the stratosphere? I was like, $1 million, and then my cameraman was like, you're actually doing it for like $12. I was like, really? He goes, yeah, if you think about how long you're going to be there and that jump. This jump was crazy. The one we're looking at on TV in studio is at Moses Mabhida Stadium. And the reason is, hit pause for a second if you can. The reason is, all the guys that harnessed you up are black. And I'd never have black guys harness me up.
So you thought it was not going to be good?
No, it's just so out of the norm. Black guys don't, it's not their comfort zone isn't jumping off buildings and skydiving and big wave surfing.
Right.
Like, it's just, so when you get harnessed up, it's just in rote, it just happens. You hear an Australian guy go, all right, mate, here's what we're going to do.
Right.
I want you to step in the harness, we're going to put, it's very formulaic in like a A plus B equals C, this is how we know we'll be safe. All right, mate, step in the harness. We're going to pull it up to a waist. Hold it up there. Take a tug. I'm going to pull both sides. Does that feel good? It feels good. All right. And we're going to pull it over your shoulders, and I'm going to snug it in. Timothy, you want to take a look at my work? And he's like, all right, Jeffrey. And you're just so used to it. And then when I got up there, and it's this, all it is a catwalk and the Wu-Tang Clan. this guy just goes, put it on. Now watch. If you watch, they knee me in the back.
To push you off?
To make sure I don't hit my head, but it feels a lot like getting thrown off a cliff.
Yeah.
But man, that was...
Stadium one, huh?
That was scary.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, like...
Cool, though. How does it look like there's people in there?
They make the seats different colors, so it looks like there's people in there.
That's pretty cool.
Because it's Africa, and sometimes not everyone shows up to the game.
Right. The Bucks should try that. Wow. That's fun.
This guy... It's the other guy. You can see his knee kicking me off the back. But yeah, like, and that's the other part is, like, when you jump off with Australian guys, they're like, all right, I want you to look at the horizon, arms out to the side, don't touch anything. Here we go. 3, 2, 1, bungee. Okay, we didn't go that time. Totally understand. They didn't even count it down. He just goes, all right, let's go. And he just knees me in the back.
Because you know why? If you die, you die.
Yeah.
They sweep you up and they're like, he never showed up.
These guys were like, they were shocked that I was scared. Like, it's, you know, it's like they had a very different life, set of life experiences. I'm imagining growing up in Africa. And so the idea that I was nervous and didn't want to do it, they're like, what? You're not in a shantytown snorting brown, getting chased by a machete? That's one of the, I told you this right when we got back. Right when I got back from that trip, I came in and I was like, and you're like, how was Africa? I was different. Because we went to a shantytown and spent the night.
Right.
I woke up the next morning, and they were chasing the guy through the streets with a brick.
Yeah.
And I remember I told this, and I go, what did he do? And they said, he stole a pillow. And I was like, what? And they're like, don't worry. We'll catch him, and we'll, no. and we'll necklace him. And I was like, what? And they're like, we put a tire around him and light him on fire.
Yep. Yep.
I go, for stealing a pillow?
Yeah.
I was like, time to go. Everyone pack the truck. Let's go. Let's go back to the resort.
I would never do. Who are those guys in the hot tub with you?
Doug Stanhope.
That's Stanhope?
In the middle, yeah, we're all naked.
Were you here? Is that here?
No, that's in Denver.
Oh, that looks like your parents' place. Who's that?
That's the guy's show I was on. That's Lindsay Pellis.
Is that the guy from Canada?
Yeah.
That's the guy we went to Dublin with.
Yeah, that's how we hung out. Yeah.
Yeah. She is hot. She's
gorgeous.
Insane.
We all hated that.
She's got a calendar coming out called Barely Nude.
Okay.
Or something.
That's better than Fully Naked.
Yeah, it looks really good.
What does she do?
She's just a model.
She's just a model?
Yeah, she's just a model.
Good for her.
Yeah.
She dated Dan Bilzerian. By the way, you know Dan Bilzerian grew up here, right?
Yeah, his dad was. So I've been looking for houses and...
Their house was ridiculous.
Dude, their house sold for like $7 million and that was like half of what he paid for it.
I remember driving by. I remember when they were building there. I think. I remember when...
It's in...
Avila.
Avila, yeah.
Yeah. I remember when they were building it. Because our friend lived across the street from it. Not our friend, the kid that rode the bus with me home.
Yeah.
It was literally a van from Berkeley. And we used to drop him off across to the Bilzerians, and that was ridiculous.
It was really ridiculous.
It was crazy how the internet went after him when he ran away from those shooters in Vegas.
Yeah, I mean, nobody wanted to get shot.
Yeah, no one wants
to get shot. Yeah, no. I think the only dumb thing was when he was asking the cop for a gun. I was like, nah. And the cop's like, I don't know you. Get out of here.
Yeah, let me borrow your gun. He's like, what the?
Yeah.
Let me borrow your gun. Sure, here you go.
Yeah. Don't tell anyone.
Let's make this exponentially worse. Here, you take this.
They'll make a movie about this one day. Yeah, you'll be the guy. All right, let's get out of here.
Are we going to eat wings?
You want to?
Yeah, let's eat wings.
Hey, are you coming in tomorrow or no?
Yeah, of course. All right, not if you want me not to.
I definitely want you to. Yeah. You know, I don't like to take advantage of our friends, but I want you to because with you here and with Florentine here, we could probably do something awesome.
Yeah.
I'm going to come up with something.
Oh, can I have ideas too?
Mm-hmm.
I have ideas that everyone goes, that's the dumbest idea in the world. I want to do a TV show called Let's Get Recognized, where I take out really famous people to malls and just watch people lose their minds.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, well, what's the point of that? And I was like, I don't know. That would be fun.
That would be fun. You know what? You know why that's fun? Because you will eventually see a video on Facebook that somebody did that with Oprah. They brought her to the downtown hair and nail place, and they just watched black ladies freak out, and it goes viral, and 80 million people watch, and you're like, I wish we would put this on the TV show.
Like, this Hot Ones, I discovered, I'm not saying I discovered it, but I was one of the first famous people to see Hot Ones, and I literally hit him up, and I was like, yo, put comics on your show, I want to be on your show. Yeah, and I started tweeting everybody. Every time. Now they got everyone. Dude, he's gotten huge. He's doing really well.
It seems to me like if you can come up with the right gimmick.
All we need to do is come up with a little premise that's 8 minutes, and we'll go viral. That's it. I'm going to ballpark it tonight. I'll bring a camera down, and we'll shoot something tomorrow on air. I mean, we were doing it with the wives feeling the junk. That could have been a show.
That was hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That should be our new version of the Newlywed Game, whereas, you know, we ask real questions, and then they have to pass tests like that, because all of our wives guessed our junk.
Yeah. I'm an idea guy, if nothing. Like, me calling in after I'm dead to tell him on the run. That's a great idea.
Preparing that bit.
I
love that you have the confidence enough to believe that you're going to die before I'm not doing the show anymore. That makes me so happy. Thank you.
I'm definitely going to. Oh, I don't know. Yeah, I guess maybe you should call me and I'll put it on my podcast.
I wouldn't waste it on a podcast.
The guy that called in earlier said you will definitely die this weekend, probably.
Yeah. So. By the way, those armchair quarterbacks telling me about half marathons, I could punch them. I literally was like, they were like, how do you think you're going to do the half marathon? And I said, well, start out at a 12-minute mile, and then by the end, I'll be running sub 6-minute miles. And everyone's like, oh, I bet you $1 million you won't be. And I was like, really? I said to one guy, you're so stupid, I may have to block you.
Thank you for hanging out.
I'll be back tomorrow. I might come early. Tomorrow. Why don't you just pick me up and we'll do early.
Where are you staying? My parents? Yeah, I'll pick you up.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So perfect. You guys are both going to be late tomorrow?
Yeah.
I was late today. We'll be 5 minutes.
We'll bring guns.
Okay. Oh, good.
Guess what?
I'm going to stay have home.
There's break-ins in my neighborhood. Guys are going around, going through cars and stealing stuff inside the cars. So I'm ready to go at all times now.
Nice.
That's all you need. They were wearing white hoodies and white pants so that you couldn't see them, like hoods.
What are they, the Jabberwockies? Ladies and gentlemen. It'd
be so easy to hit at night, though.
You over that target?
I'm ready. I'm ready, too. I got an airsoft rifle, too. I can bring that in tomorrow. We can just see what happens.
I got one of those, and I was shooting rats in our backyard.
Rats in your backyard?
Yeah, because we have an orange tree.
Oh, the tree, yeah.
Yeah, and then you kick one squirrel and the kids go crazy.
I shot a big lizard, and I just to see how accurate the gun was, it's very accurate.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I had one rat. I couldn't get it, and it crawled under the table. I just laid my gun on the ground and started going. It's like, you're not getting away from me, Captain.
Bert Kreischer, check him out.
We're back tomorrow. What time's our show start? 5:30?
6 a.m.
6 a.m.? Oh, that's easy peasy.
I'll be at your place at 5:20.
Show tonight, but if you don't have tickets, you don't have tickets.
You don't have tickets.
I sell out. That's my new thing. By the way, the sellout, and it's going to be my next special, and it's just going to be me shirtless again. The sellout.
Sellout. Start with, off with a machine story.
With goldenpalace.com on your back.
When I was 22, I got involved with the Russian mafia.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.